really solid performance. What did you think of the team's effort from start to finish?
I thought it was a great overall performance. You know, we got on them early like we wanted to do, got up on them. You know, they pushed, but we battled back, and, you know, it worked out in our favor.
This is kind of what you expected from yourselves. You know, everybody kind of believed going in that this is who you are, this is what you could be. Was it still nice to see it in a game one at home?
Yeah, whenever you can get up in a series, it's always a good feeling, especially the way we did it. There's obviously areas to clean up, and we'll get to that tomorrow.
They pushed back, and then you guys in the third period pushed back on them, and that was also a very good sign for you guys.
Yeah, that was huge, like I said. You know, there's going to be swings in the playoffs for each team. It's more about managing it, you know, and limiting it. And when we bounced back, it you know, ended up in our favor.
You looked at your power play very good against the second best penalty kill. What did you like about your power play that led to the success?
We were moving the puck. I mean, that shot Leo had is kind of perfect shot. But no, we were moving the puck, getting them moving. I think, you know, like I said earlier, there's work to be done. And you always improve, and we're looking to do that.
The two power play units worked, I think it was, days are kind of going in together. It was yesterday, I think, both ends of the ice, despite all the success that you've had out, kind of a little refresher help, or it looks like at least it helped tonight.
Yeah, it definitely helped. Come playoff time, special teams is a huge part of the game. We won that battle tonight, and like I said, there's always room to improve, and we're going to do that tomorrow.
Evan, if you were an opposing player against Zach Hyman, what would be the hardest thing to stop from number 18?
There's many things. He protects the puck like no one else can, gets in spots where no one else wants to get to, and he gets rewarded for it. So it's you know, credit to him and you know, his line mates for finding him.
Was that the most amount of hats you saw on the ice after a hat trick?
Yes, definitely up there. Yeah, I can't remember last time I've seen more.
Game ones have not gone particularly well for this team over the last, you know, few years. What allowed you guys to really impose your will pretty quickly?
I think it was getting on them early. We knew we had to get a lead on them, play with the lead. You know, now that we have that under our belt, we know what it feels like. We got to do that again next game.
Does that really change the course of gameplay against a team like this? Getting it not only a one goal lead, but you guys made it two pretty quickly thereafter.
Yeah, that's huge. If you can get up on a team like LA, they don't give up many chances. So when you can put them in the net and get up on them, it kind of plays in our hands.
And they seem to want to get engaged in scrums lots, but you guys were more than willing to do it. How important is the kind of the game within the game factor, and maybe how much more comfortable your group feels in those situations?
Yeah, the discipline's huge. I said earlier, special teams are a big part of the game. You know, if we can take you know, punch or whatever it is to get on the power play, we're going to do that, and I think that's going to be big for us.
Thanks, Evan.